2, verses 14a and 36 to 41. But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them. Let all the house of Israel, therefore, know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Brothers, what shall we do? And Peter said to them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. And with many other words he bore witness and continued to exhort them, saying, Save yourselves from this crooked generation. So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. This is the word of the Lord. Our second reading is from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 17 through 25. If you call on him as Father, who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for the sake of you, who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincerely brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart, since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And this word is the good news that was preached to you. This is the word of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Today is another one of those days where I have too many things I want to tell you. But don't worry, I've decided that you'll keep me around for a while and I'll catch it next time it comes around in the lectionary. We won't do all of it today. But suffice to say, having looked at that gospel reading, getting to be in this season of Easter, remembering the time when Jesus was alive and walking with his disciples, literally in some cases walking on a road, explaining to them everything that was there. At the very end, you know, he's known to them by the breaking of the bread and that nice hanging fruit of talking about communion. But for those who are here during Lent, I just spent 6 weeks teaching you about communion, so we'll go with baptism instead and we'll go with the other readings. From that gospel reading, though, can you imagine getting to walk with Jesus, getting to hear the best Bible study ever written, ever produced? Many of you might enjoy listening to podcasts as you're driving somewhere or at home getting work done. Whether you're washing dishes and listening to something is nice. I've heard from many of you about different podcasts. I like all of them. I've not listened to all of them. I probably won't catch up to you. It's okay. But hearing all these different people speak about God's word, what an amazing gift to have people who've studied this for years, for their lives, getting to share things they find, nuggets of truth within God's word that point us to our crucified and risen Savior Jesus. All of them are garbage in comparison to what these guys got. Getting to walk with Jesus, who, it says, explains from Moses and all the prophets how it all points to him. How everything in all of God's word points to Jesus. At the end of this long journey, Jesus makes an appearance like he wants to continue on going further. And you imagine these two guys who've just had their minds blown for the last couple hours on this walk. Oh, it's really late. It's getting dark outside. Why don't you stay? We'll feed you. You can just stay here with us. Keep telling us more things, please. And as they're sitting there having dinner and Jesus breaks the bread, they're like, oh, this makes sense. This is why we know who it is. He's speaking with that same, like Marty said, that same authority of knowing what Scripture truly says about the Christ. And this is him. This is Jesus. And then, as late as it was, so late that they were able to convince Jesus to stay with them, he disappears from their sight, and they say, "We don't care how late it is." They get back on the road, and they sprint back down towards Jerusalem to tell the other disciples what just happened. Can you imagine what that's like as they're going as quick as they can? Okay, what did he say about Isaiah? And then he said something about Jeremiah, and there was a connection. He said this, right? Not that. And they're trying to remember maybe everything that Jesus has said. And they get there and they say, "It's real. We saw him. We walked with him. We had a meal with him." And the disciples hear this great joy, this great news. That's a pretty amazing day. Pretty amazing Bible study. Far better than the sermon you're about to get. And don't worry, this won't be as long as a whole walk from Jerusalem to Emmaus. We're good. Rather, I want to point out what we see in Acts chapter 2. In Acts chapter 2, it started at verse 14. You know, you love how we like figure out how to break up these verses. 14a, so just the beginning of it. This is Peter giving his first sermon to all of the people that are there on Pentecost. The tongues of fire have rested on their heads. They're speaking in the languages that everyone can hear of their own language. He lifts up his voice and addresses them, and we cut out the next 22 verses for you. The whole like body of the sermon. In that sermon, he quotes from Joel and from the Psalms. He does what Jesus had shown. He shows from the Scriptures how Jesus was the Christ, how Jesus is truly the one that the world had been looking forward to since the fall into sin. He lays it all out for them. And he ends it with a pretty solid, heavy law emphasis. "Let all the house of Israel, therefore, know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." Jesus is the Christ. He is the Lord of all things, the one who you crucified. That law really sunk in. That would hit home. Hopefully it does it for you and for me. We know he was crucified not by our own words saying, "Crucify him." He was crucified, though, because of our sins. He died for your sins and for mine, the same way he did for those people who were saying, "Crucify him." This truly was Lord and Christ, Jesus. Having heard that sermon, pretty impactful, the whole crowd, thousands of them, hear this and are cut to the heart, and they said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children, and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself." The word of God cuts them to the heart, sharper than any two-edged sword, and they have the largest ever new member class in history. They're all baptized, they all join the church on earth, and the promise that Jesus Christ gave is for everyone baptized into his name, the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Everyone, all ages, all nations, all creeds, you're a part of what he's doing. You receive forgiveness and the Holy Spirit. These people hear this. They hear this gospel message that yes, Jesus died because of you and for you, but also he died that he might forgive you and give you life in his name. These people who've all gathered together for the feast, which we call Pentecost, and they would go back out to their own countries, doing the same thing that those men on the road to Emmaus did. We heard the gospel truth about Jesus Christ, the Lord, telling other people the same thing. Jesus died because you and I are sinners. He died to forgive you for those sins, that you might be saved. And guess what? He's given you a gift, a blessing. He wants to have you as a part of his family, to give you his name. This same Peter who had that sermon in Acts chapter 2, in his epistle, 1 Peter chapter 1, we've called it, he writes in verse 20, "He, Jesus, was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for the sake of you, who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead, and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God." Your faith and your hope are in this crucified and risen Savior, Jesus Christ. That faith and hope that you have is what gives you peace. It gives you life. It gives you a promise of a future. The same promised Savior, the one that all of the scriptures, Moses through the prophets, all of them pointed to him who has done this for you. And then he continues to do what Jesus had done. We get down to verses 22 through or the end of our reading in 25. Specifically, he says, "Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth, for a sincere and brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart, since you have been born again, not of a perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God." So this seed that does not die but lives forever, this imperishable seed, is the one that's been planted in your heart, one that blooms and grows and doesn't die. And then he quotes from Isaiah chapter 40. He quotes and he provides just a little tiny tweak to it. "All flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord remains forever." As people who would have known the Old Testament better than you and I, I'm assuming that you might have a better understanding of Isaiah than I do, but I had to look up where this was quoted from, and if you had to do the same, it's okay. He quotes from Isaiah chapter 40, and as he's quoting it, the people who are more accustomed to hearing it all the time are like, "Oh yeah, I know this. All flesh is like grass." They know what's coming. They say, "Oh yeah, all its glory, like the flower of the grass. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of God remains forever." But he doesn't say the word of God. He tweaks it and says the word of the Lord remains forever. This is a big deal, actually. Sounds small to us. It's not a translation issue. In the Greek Old Testament that we have, the word used there in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8, it says, the word of tu theou, the word of the God, the one God, tu theou, remains forever. In 1 Peter, he says, the word of kurio, the Lord, remains forever. He specifically changed it from tu theou, a phrase he'll use many times, saying God, to saying the word of the Lord remains forever. Because the Lord, of course, is God. Jesus is God. So he's not drastically changing anything, and in fact, he's doing it to show a specific point. Everyone else was ready for hearing the word of God, and much like you and me, if you grew up around a lot of Disney movies, maybe the Mickey Mouse Club, you hear the words Mickey and Minnie, and you hear mouse, right? These people were expecting to hear the word of God, and wait, you changed things. Hold on, go back. Read that part again. What'd you say? The word of the Lord endures forever. Jesus is God, and his word endures forever. That same word, that same gospel, the same word that Jesus spoke on Emmaus, on the road to Emmaus. All of Scripture points to the Christ, the Lord himself, who would come to pay for the sins of the whole world, be the sacrifice for you and for me, that we might have that promised eternal life in him, that you might be called part of the sons and daughters of God. You might be part of this one family. This family that had previously been through bloodline is now through faith in the Lord, the promised Savior. The word of that Lord remains forever. And Peter says then, and this word is the good news that was preached to you. You're here because that word was preached to you. You're here because, as we talked about on Easter, this growing gospel message continues to go out. The thing that we thought was stamped out by death, by the death of the Lord, in his resurrection, it continues going forward, and we continue preaching it. You should see a through line through all of these gospel readings, because it's the through line that's in God's word. If you're used to seeing all of our readings every Sunday, you're used to seeing an Old Testament and an epistle and then a gospel. But during Easter, it's not an Old Testament reading, it's an Acts reading, because the story of the church continues on through the Old Testament into the New Testament, and the story of the church, the account of the church, continues to grow. Jesus tells the disciples, it all pointed to me, and here it is. And the church continues to do the same thing, preaching about how all of Scripture points us to the gift of Jesus Christ, points us to him who is crucified for our sins, rose from the grave, and says to you, this same thing will happen for you. When you die, through faith in the word that remains forever, the seed of life that does not perish, you will be raised from the dead. You have a life in you that is far greater than death or sin. You have the life of the very Lord of heaven and earth, the one who is the Christ. And his word will remain with you forever. May the peace that comes from that faith in him guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Let us proclaim the mystery of our faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. And may God bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look on you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia.